Mar, Plattner needs a gap year, not a Senate term, but vote for him to balance government. By Ian Henchett on June 13, 2026. During his closing monologue on Friday's broadcast of HBO's Real Time, host Bill Maher stated that while Democratic U.S. Senate candidate Graham Plattner is just discovering who he is, has a dicey past, and doesn't need a term in the Senate, he needs a gap year in Costa Rica, I would still urge the folks in Maine to vote for him. For two reasons. One, we need to restore balance in our government and a Democratic Senate would help a lot with that. And two, get used to it. America is a country filled with a lot of broken, horribly educated, phone-addicted, sort of nutty people. Maher began by saying that Plattner has a backstory that screams, "Don't ask." Now I don't judge Graham Plattner, because I'm just learning who he is. Problem is, so is he. What I do know is he served his country in the Marines, in war, and you can never discount how big that is. But then there's the sexting while married, scary behavior, so say some of his exes. Old posts about how he's a communist and all cops are bastards and black people don't tip. He added, and then, of course, there's the Nazi tattoo on his chest. Seriously, this guy's whole life is the movie The Hangover. He doesn't need a term in the Senate. He needs a gap year in Costa Rica. And yet I would still urge the folks in Maine to vote for him. For two reasons. One, we need to restore balance in our government and a Democratic Senate would help a lot with that. And two, get used to it. America is a country filled with a lot of broken, horribly educated, phone-addicted, sort of nutty people. And as long as we live in a representative democracy, we are always electing our reflection in the mirror. After talking about claims Plattner talked about raping home invaders, Maher said war does things like that to people and that's who we created. Our society is not healthy. We create broken people. Maher further said, did Plattner know the tattoo was a Nazi symbol when he got it? Maybe. But people today are so inundated with misinformation and internet bullshit, I wouldn't trust he knew what it stood for anyway. And there is a new kind of voter, people who are intensely political, but somehow know almost nothing about politics. Follow Ian Henchett on Twitter at Ian Henchett.